Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Green Mushroom Gaming, product of Green Mushroom Media. Thank you all for listening. If you want to listen to more of our shows, go over to our website, greenmushroommedia.com. We got some cool stuff. One called It's Called Soccer Here. We talk about Premier League. Another one called Weekend Watch. We talk about things streaming. But enough about that. I'm Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer and David. What's up, my guys?
Well, hey there. How's it going, everybody?
Hi.
All right, let's talk about some video games and shit. Let's crack on into it. I've got a few things pulled up right now to talk about. So, yeah, there's just some fun little tidbits. But first, let's see what's going on in our own gaming. You guys gaming on anything? Anything fun? Anything new? Same old same? What's happening?
All right, I tried out a new game that was on Game Pass. Actually, a couple. One was a bit older that I haven't touched yet. Cluster Truck. You guys ever play Cluster Truck?
I haven't, but I've wanted to. I didn't realize that was on Game Pass. I'm going to have to pick it up. How do you like it?
It's stupid fun.
Yeah.
It's the silliest, most basic concept. It's a bunch of recklessly driving semis, and your entire goal is to jump across them to the finish line as they're exploding and bashing each other, and there's all kinds of obstacles and stuff. And before I knew it, I had been playing for 2 hours straight.
I love games like that. Do you remember back in the day the Crash Dummies? Crash Dummy toys? I don't think I ever played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the toys, yeah.
Yeah, there was a video game that sounds very similar to that you just like crashed into things over and over again. It was bad graphics, but it was wonderful. Those dummies are fucking great.
Yeah, this was super fun. Yeah, same. Like, super simple graphics. Everything is basically just, like, barely modeled. And, yeah, it's kind of a blast. It's a good way to... And the levels are super short. You know, I'm talking, you know, when you can complete one, 30 seconds to a minute. But there's a lot of replayability. Some of them get pretty tough. You got to play them a bunch.
Nice. It's like those like bridge builder games where you can kind of race your way through it, but you could get really intricate with it if you want.
Yeah, so definitely recommend that. And I downloaded Football Manager 2022 and realized why I don't play those types of games, because it is way too in-depth for me, so I've already uninstalled it.
So, like, managing budget, like, what was it?
Yeah.
What was the kicker that turned you off to it?
The fact that during a match simulation, you have to watch 90 minutes of a match and make like sub changes and tactic changes. And I could not find a way to skip that and just sim the match. And I was like, no, that's enough then.
No, that's dumb. That's
that sounds
a dumb
terrible.
Game.
Yeah, it was not good.
There's got to be a better way to play it, because those are popular games. I don't know. I was.
Yeah, I might have missed something, but.
Yeah. I can't imagine people wanting to sit through, like, every single match just doing that. But I don't know. People are weird. People are fucking really weird. I was playing FIFA 22, and I realized they have a manager mode, and I was like, huh, maybe I'll try that. And then I was like, no. I want to kick a ball around.
I want to kick a ball into the goal, yeah.
So I didn't do that. What about you, David? Anything new? Anything fresh? Doing anything cool?
Yeah, I downloaded a game called Immortal Realms Vampire Wars because I was feeling angsty and middle schoolery. it's a strategy game. You amass armies of vampires and other sort of gothic terrible creatures, and I'm playing through the campaign right now, so it's all about this human empire encroaching on the lands of Vlad Dracul, and he's like having none of that shit.
That sounds awesome. What was the full name?
Immortal Realms Vampire Wars. It's on Game Pass, free.
Oh, nice.
So the Dracul clan earns cards after each fight. I'm not sure how the other clans treat that, but you use these cards to, like I said, amass armies, buff your armies, and heal them up and stuff, and move these armies around the map. And every once in a while, you'll run into roaming mobs and enemies that you have to fight. And they sometimes if the computer sort of like sees the matchup and decides that it's heavily weighted in your favor, you can just auto complete the fight. But if it's going to be any sort of close, it takes you into the fight and you move each unit just sort of turn based. And so you got to set up your front lines with your tanks and have your flankers on in position and make sure your archers don't get fucking destroyed. Because if you don't place your tanks properly, they're going straight for those back lines.
Yeah, this looks cool. Like, it looks like kind of like a top-down hex map turn-based battler. That looks cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, sounds interesting. I'll have to check that out.
I'm watching the trailer here. It looks pretty sweet.
Man, Game Pass is doing it up. This might have been a news thing, but I'm taking it over because Game Pass has a lot of good stuff happening in September. So let's take a quick look at what we got coming to us in September. I'm taking your news, Spencer. One of the things that I am super excited about that was announced is a game we talked about like last year, I think. Metal Hellslinger. You remember hearing about this game? First person shooter, rhythm based, and it's all like metal songs. They've got really big names from the metal world to do some music for them, and this game looks fucking sick. I'm so excited. I'm so happy it's coming to Game Pass day one. This is a great snag for Game Pass.
I am super curious as to how this plays out. How do you do a rhythm-based FPS?
You've never seen a rhythm-based FPS? They have several of them out there. They're fun to watch. I've watched a few streamers play them. They're fun to watch if the person that doing it is good. If they're bad, it really shows. But you gotta keep to the beat. So like you want to try and shoot on the beat or beat down like to the beat of the song. If it's going faster, you want to try and keep it going. You get points multipliers if you stay with the beat. Are you watching a video right now?
I am, and I was just looking at some of the names you were talking about.
Big names
who have made music for this: Randy Blythe from Lamb of God, Tatiana Shmaliuk from Ginger, Serge Tankian from System of a Down, the lead singer from Arch Enemy. Man. All right.
Yeah, big names. Fucking good shit. This game comes out on the 15th, day one Game Pass drop on Series X and S and PC. So keep an eye out for that one. I'm really excited for this. This looks fucking good. The music is amazing. I watched a demo of this when one of the streamers I watched was playing it. And yeah, it just looks sick as hell. This is when I'm picking up day one for sure.
Yeah, this looks cool as hell. I'm definitely going to try this.
What else we got? Grid Legends is now out on console and PC. I've heard good things about this. I don't know much about it, but I've heard that this is a very fun game as well. Remember when we were talking about Disney Dreamlight Valley?
Yes.
Yeah, the new Disney kind of, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it. Isn't it like...
It's almost like Stardew Valley, right?
Yeah, Stardew Valley type game, but...
Life
yeah,
sim. So,
that one just dropped the early access on console, PC, and cloud. So if you're interested in that, that is available now. Just like Grid Legends. We got Train Sim World coming. There was another one. Oh, the one that Spencer was talking about, You Suck at Parking, will be out on the 14th this month.
I've already pre-downloaded that.
Nice. Outer Wilds is going to be on the 15th, which is a popular RPG. Slime Rancher 2, early access, is coming later this month. Grounded, full release, the 1.0 release, is coming out on the the 27th. This is a big month for Game Pass. Good games hitting Game Pass. We're losing a handful, but nothing too crazy. I remember Skatebird, that shitty ass game. Yeah, it's
going away. That game sucked too.
Yeah, it was bad. But anyway, yeah, that's what's happened on Xbox Game Pass this month, and I'm really excited about it. I'm here for it. I want to play Metal Hellsinger real, real bad. But let's move on. Let's talk about some other stuff. Let's talk about some news that we talked about a while back. You remember me bringing up this game, Domina? It's like an 8-bit, like, battle game that...
Yes.
The guy that made it made a whole bunch of, like, transphobic and super, like, QAnon
anti-vax, posts. Yeah.
Well, Steam decided to issue him a ban, and he can no longer put his games on Steam because he made yet another transphobic post about in his patch notes.
Post, yeah, in his patch notes.
I'm really glad that they were just like, all right, dude, fuck off, and then just dropped his game. Like, that's essentially just being completely demonetized. I don't know if this guy can sell his game anywhere else.
And that's the sad part, is the game itself looked decent.
Yeah, it's a game that, it's a cool concept, and one I probably would have played if the guy wasn't a fuckbag, right?
Yep, exactly. Now I'm not going to touch it.
No. What an attention whore. That's pretty attention whorey behavior, slipping fucking passive aggressive statements into your patch notes.
Yeah, this is the fuck your feelings crowd, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This is how he lets his feelings out. It's okay, guy. You're just banned. Fuck off. All right, let's move on, because that guy's a douche and I don't want to give him too much of our time. Let's talk about a bit about the Steam Deck again. We talked some about it last week, that they're ramping it up and that they're going to be bringing out a 2.0 version eventually, yada, yada, yada. Well, some statistics came out about most played Steam Deck games, and they're all Nintendo Switch games. Like, people are...
That wasn't quite right. Did you read the article?
I did read the article. It's not all Nintendo Switch games. I
don't think that's how they meant it anyway. Like, the Twitter headline is misleading. The article actual title is, everyone is using their Steam Deck like a better Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Yes. So...
Go ahead.
I'm being a bit misleading as well, because I found it funny that... Yeah, while this is being used for many other games, clearly for Steam games and other things like that, many, many people are using this as a better running Switch, because you can use it as an emulator, run not just Switch games, but all Nintendo games. So, like, it's kind of even better than a Switch in a lot of ways. Like, we talked about before it even came out, this was going to happen, right?
Yeah, I didn't even see that part about emulating. I think the main point they were making was that on the list that people are playing has a bunch of games that are available on the Switch, like Stardew Valley, Hades, Skyrim, Monster Hunter Rise, like games that are also available on the Switch.
Yeah, definitely. Right here it does say, though, not only is the Steam Deck better than Nintendo Switch, it can also literally be a Nintendo handheld too via emulation.
Right, right.
So there was a couple of Twitter users showing off their 3DS games playing on the Steam Deck emulated to run better, smoother, nicer. So yeah, that has amazing emulation capabilities that people are finding out. So why wouldn't you use it for, like, the entire Nintendo library? Because yeah, Nintendo doesn't offer that to you.
What, you mean that it's not the same to be able to play three Nintendo 64 games when you pay $60 a year? for their service.
I'm like terrible netcode, so it doesn't even run well. Anyway, people are loving their Steam Decks. Like if you're able to get one right now, they are the handheld to have. Let's move on. Let's talk a bit about Halo, because they are just disappointing everybody left and right. They recently announced that they're going to finally release Forge Mode. It's been, I don't know how long since this game was released, almost a year now.
At least.
They're finally releasing a Forge Mode for everybody on November 8th of this year. So we'll see that this fall. But that came with some bad news where they said, oh yeah, but split screen co-op, that's not a thing anymore. You don't get to split screen co-op this game ever at all. This is Halo, man.
Yeah. That's like how I spent the first 3 years of my 20s was split screening Halo.
And I don't know, is it really that hard to, I don't know. I honestly don't know. If you know, if you're better at game development than I am, is it really that hard to like implement a split screen mode into something like this? I get it's a big world and everything, but come the fuck on. I don't know. There's a lot of upset Halo players right now, and I get it. It's dumb. We still don't have a co-op campaign, do we? I think that's been delayed again. Is the co-op campaign out?
No, it's coming soon. That was another thing that was announced. Let's see. Halo Infinite campaign co-op will arrive in November.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Forge beta also in November and more.
This was supposed to be out in March of this year. Like, and then it was May, and that like they kept pushing it back, so I don't know. They got to get something right. I haven't even touched Halo in a while. For this reason.
I never even bothered downloading it.
Like, I picked it up. It was on Game Pass. I had fun playing the multiplayer. I played through a good handful of the campaign. And then I was like, all right, I'll play the rest with my boys when co-op comes out. And it just hasn't. It just keep pushing it back. Everybody's forgotten about this game, except for the diehards.
Yeah, and that's a real big problem. They released half a game, waited far too long, and now no one's going to want to play. I don't know. That's just it, kind of insane to me.
Yeah, really insane. Really insane to the people who actually bought this game, too. Like, Game Pass. Just play it on Game Pass. I'm going to fucking uninstall it. I don't know why I still have it taking up space on my Series X.
Yeah.
Don't make no sense no more. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about something else, still Xbox related, because this is news that I am excited for. They're not showing it off yet. The Xbox execs want to show off this new Fable game, but the developer is saying, no, let's get it more ready. We want to put out a product that we know we're proud of and everything. I'm excited about that. This is going to be a really great Series X, Series S game, a brand new Fable, taking me back to my roots of the Xbox. I'm glad that they're not blowing their wad and showing off some fucking metaverse looking bullshit. So this is good news to me that the developer is even pushing back on the execs like, no, dude, we're not ready to show this off. We're going to blow your minds when we do.
Yeah, that's pretty... That's a good call. Like, I don't know. Yes, wait, because look what happened with Halo.
Yeah, and Cyberpunk. And, I mean, it's the modern developer woes that they're like, let's get people hype about this now. They get people hype, then they're put under even more pressure to get it out, and they release a shit game. So let's avoid that.
Yeah, could you imagine if they had waited on Halo up until November and they released a complete game?
Right? Like, it's so surprising the road it's taken. And at the same time, it's not. This is the early access generation of gaming, you know, where people are paying full price for parts of games.
Yep. That is exactly right.
Anyway, I'm excited for Fable. There's some talk that people are not super happy about it because it is being developed by Playground, which are more known for racing games, the Forza Horizon series. But you know what? That's a beautiful engine, and they're using the same engine. Let these guys tinker around. I think they could come up with something really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Let's move on. That's all I got. That's all I had to talk about. You guys have something to talk about? You got a moment? We're going to have a magic moment today?
No, not really.
No moment?
The draft was this last weekend, and so there's everything spoiled. Spencer, I heard you had some frustrating draft. A draft or some draft?
Yeah, it was, well, the one that I had an issue with. Yeah, I've been drafting Dominaria United a few times. Yeah, I had one where it was the worst shuffle that I've ever seen. I had, I think, 14 lands in my top 18 cards.
Rough. That's the odds of that. Like, even, I don't know. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was real bad.
That's playing in a digital butter. Medium, that's just so fucking annoying, man.
I'm like, yeah, it was. I can't express how frustrated I was, especially because I was a match I was going into with two losses. So it was like, okay, well, if I win one more, that gives me 400 more gems before I lose. That'd be nice. That's a decent little haul. I just got to win one more. And then you go in and it's just, you never had a chance.
No chance. That's sad. I'm sorry.
So yeah. That was cool. And like the worst part was I kept a hand with three land in it and the other four cards had a bunch of draw in it. So, like, I powered through the top, like, 18 cards of my deck and never saw another card.
Just keep drawing. Just keep drawing. That's all right. I've got more draw. I'll get past this land. Past this land every turn.
It was nuts.
Oh, that's sad.
It's real bad when you play an impulse, which is look at the top four cards of your library, put one into your hand and the rest on the bottom in a random order, and all four cards were lands. That being said, the set itself is proving to be pretty fun to draft. I'm definitely enjoying it.
That's good to hear. You've had more luck than that then.
Oh yeah. It's not all bad.
Well, I spent my whole week still seriously playing Spellslingers.
Yeah.
I got all the way up to platinum rank. I'm actually It's still not magic. It's just magic flavored Hearthstone.
Yeah,
but I'm having fun with it. Other than that, not really a lot of magic going on this week.
Yeah, after everything got spoiled, the set released. There's not a whole lot at the moment, right?
Yeah.
All right. No magic then. No moment. We'll move on from that. Let's talk about some news. Let's get into it. What you got?
All right, we got a couple of cool little things to talk about here. First off, if you have a PS5, they are going to be releasing gray camouflage accessories, including a controller, the PlayStation official headset, and the console covers in a cool black gray camouflage color. It looks pretty sweet. I'll post a link.
Cool. I saw that, and I saw an ad that they did with the camo like as the background, so you couldn't really see anything.
Oh, really? Funny. Oh, yeah, it's this one. Yeah. I don't know. I like that PlayStation is doing this, like releasing these personalized like accessories and ways to customize your console. Like Xbox doesn't really do that beyond the controller colors.
Yeah, I mean the Xbox itself is just a brick, you know. But it kind of sits on my bookshelf here, and you can't even notice it because it's just a big black box. You don't know what the fuck it is. But yeah, you're right. PlayStation allowing people to do this with their consoles is pretty cool. It does feel a little cash grabby at times, because how much are these faceplates? They're pretty pretty pricey, aren't they?
They could be pricey. They're like $60, something like that. But, I mean, that's how much a controller is, $75. Like,
yeah, but a controller has pretty standard use, you know.
Well, sure.
Yeah,
these are just like flaps that you're sticking on the side of your console, and I get it. People want their consoles to look good, but
beyond that, the modern controllers are engineered out the fucking asshole. Like,
well, yeah, that's for sure.
So
let's see. I'll look it up. Let's see what these are going for.
I thought I remember it being like $50-$60,
but let's see here. I mean, I can't tell if these are PlayStation brand. I probably shouldn't. They are not. All right. I got to go to the Sony store.
True Sony. Buy the off brand.
That's a fair point. They already sued a company for making them. So
that was before they had even released that they were making them, though.
Yeah, that's that's
funny. I'm imagining some like super cheap brand that like covers up an exhaust port and makes them all catch on fire or something.
That's my biggest. I would be a little wary of doing that. Yeah, $55 it looks like for the covers.
See, that seems a little on the pricey side for just a couple pieces of plastic to go on your console.
You guys, I have a business idea. Let's get old plastic grocery bags and just paint stuff on them and then sell them as PlayStation skins.
Nice. You just plop your console inside?
Quick wrap. Just a quick wrap. Just wrap it.
Just like, whoop. It's just so easy.
Pull it tight.
Yeah.
Tie it off the back. Rubber band. Snap a rubber band around it.
We'll include a couple of hair ties or something to hold it all together. And
instructions to cut holes where the fan is.
And at $35 a pop, it'll be way more affordable than Sony's going to charge you. Yeah.
Yeah. Instructions to cut holes in the bags special ways so it like makes different noises. You remember like putting a card in the spokes of your bike? So it'd
nice. Be
brrr, yeah.
Yeah.
Like give it different noises. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now we're talking.
We got to charge.
We're really on to something now.
We got to charge extra for that customization. We'll just
charge extra for the instructions, like a PDF.
No, I was gonna say we're not sending instructions. We're gonna charge an extra $40 to customize your PlayStation 5 skin with strategically placed gills and a special effect sound makers.
Gills, that's good. That's branding right there.
Yeah.
Bespoke plastic bags for your PlayStation.
I like it.
I dig
We're
it.
On it. We're doing it. Check Green right. Mushroom Media for the store option soon. We'll sell you some plastic bags.
Let's see here. A little bit more Sony news. Did you see that Tencent and Sony together have acquired 30% of From Software?
I did see that, and they're leaning real hard on getting them to develop some more Souls-like games for them. And giving them the ability to just kind of dive into it. This is good place to put your money, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, they got to make some kind of move with Microsoft buying every other fucking developer.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's something. We'll see what comes of that.
The Call of Duty thing, though, that... Is that in your news at all?
That's where I'm headed next.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because the news came out, Phil Spencer said that once the acquisition of Activision Blizzard goes through, Game Pass will start getting day one releases of Call of Duty games, Overwatch, Diablo, will all come to Game Pass.
Sick.
Yeah, that's what would get me playing Call of Duty again, is not having to pay for it.
It's huge. That's big, big stuff. And it's going to piss PlayStation players off a lot if they don't get it on their own service.
Well, and they did say that they're still going to be releasing them on PlayStation, like Call of Duty and stuff, but they're not going to be Game Pass. Like you can still go pay your $70 or whatever on day one.
Right.
For PlayStation. But I mean, that's something, because I always hated that for the past, six or seven Call of Duty games, PlayStation users got all the DLC first. They had like a month or two like lead time over everybody else. stuff like that, it was annoying. So I hope that they don't do that, that they just go back to everybody gets it all at once.
Yeah.
But putting it on Game Pass should be your selling point.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's pretty sweet. Did you see there was a leak about the new Assassin's Creed game, and Ubisoft just went ahead and confirmed that the leak was true. So on September 10th, there's going to be a formal announcement that the next game will be Assassin's Creed Mirage and should take place in the Mideast, probably Baghdad, with the main character being a side character from Valhalla, Basim.
Okay. I know nothing about Valhalla, so I know nothing about Basim, but the setting is cool. I think this goes back to a setting Assassin's Creed can do Assassin's Creed things with.
Right. That was my first thought, is going back to like the roots, the original first Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Like the past few have just been, I don't know. It seemed to me like they forgot what the game should be.
Right. It's not just sneaking around and hitting people in the back. Like there's things that make Assassin's Creed a lot.
Well, and they got rid of fucking sneaking around and hitting people in the back.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Valhalla was just a straight up like Viking simulator, which is fine, but it's not an Assassin's Creed game.
Right. Yeah, it was more of like a God of War game than anything.
Right, you know, so yeah, I was not a fan of Odyssey or Origins. I don't know. I want that feeling back from 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you.
That's it. That's the way the news goes.
Excellent. Very cool. Then that's the way the show goes. That's all we got for you this week. Thanks for listening in. Again, if you want to head on over to greenmushroommedia.com, you can support us by clicking on the link, Patreon link. Give us $5 a month. We'll keep making awesome ass shows. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Green Mushies. And yeah, come join our Discord. Talk with us, game with us, do some stuff with us. We'd love to have you. And thank y'all for listening. Catch y'all next week. Adios.